Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, April 1st. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is north at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.71. The dew point is 37 degrees. The wind chill is 33 degrees. And the current visibility is 1 mile. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A traffic stop turned fatal in Gladstone, Missouri. Brandon Dixon reports.
Clay County cops say a man is dead after an officer-involved shooting following an attempted traffic stop. A Gladstone cop asked for assistance late Saturday night in the area of Inglewood Road and Garfield Avenue. Within minutes of two deputies arriving, shots were fired. None of the cops were heard. No word on what led to the gunfire or the identity of the man. I'm Brandon Dixon.
A Kansas sheriff's deputy has been arrested in a teen's disappearance. The KBI was contacted by the Hayes Police Department for help finding a 15-year-old who disappeared on March 22nd. The department believed the teen was with a 24-year-old man working for the Allen County Sheriff's Office. The teen was found at the 24-year-old's home. The teen is now in protective custody. The deputy with the Allen County Sheriff's Office has been fired and was housed at the Bourbon County Jail. The investigation's continuing. Anyone with tips should contact the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. This is Kansas Information Network News.
In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steel mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steel offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steel zero turn mower. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development, Kansas State Director Christy Davis, stated that $1,809,677 has been invested in renewable energy and efficiency projects to lower costs, generate new income, and create jobs for Kansas farmers, ranchers, and rural small businesses. She stated that the USDA is committed to ensuring rural Kansas is benefiting from the clean energy economy, and these investments will expand access to renewable energy while creating good-paying jobs and saving Kansas communities and businesses money. These investments are made through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, and this program provides grants and loans to help ag producers and rural small business owners expand their use of wind, solar, and other forms of clean energy and make energy efficiency improvements. These innovations will help to increase their income, grow their businesses, and lower energy costs. This announcement is part of a larger national announcement that includes projects in 44 states. The USDA continues to accept REAP applications and will hold funding competitions quarterly through September 30, 2024. And the funding includes a dedicated portion for underused renewable energy technologies. For additional information on application deadlines and submission details, you can visit usda.gov. On Friday evening, a former Kansas Sheriff's Deputy, 24-year-old Michael Tennyson of Iola, was arrested at the Allen County Sheriff's Office for aggravated indecent liberties with a child following a missing persons case investigation between the Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Hayes Police Department. Earlier on Friday, the Hayes Police Department requested assistance from the KBI to help locate a 15-year-old runaway who had been missing since March 22nd, and Hayes police officers believe the teen was with Tennyson in Iola. The Allen County Sheriff's Office was notified of the situation and quickly located the teen at Tennyson's residence and placed her into protective custody. In January, Tennyson had been newly hired as a deputy for the Allen County Sheriff's Office, though his employment was officially terminated on Friday. The Bourbon County Sheriff's Office, the Iola Police Department, and the Ray County, Missouri Sheriff's Office also assisted in the investigation. Tennyson was booked into the Allen County Jail, but will be housed at the Bourbon County Jail in Fort Scott. Work is scheduled to begin. Was scheduled to begin on March 27th on a project to improve the U.S. 183 bypass and I-70 interchange at exit 157 near Hayes. The Kansas Department of Transportation project includes construction of a new overpass, reconfiguration of the existing interchange ramps, intersection improvements, and drainage structure extensions. The new overpass bridge will be built adjacent to the current bridge and constructed one half at a time. Traffic will continue to use the existing bridge while the first half of the new structure is built, and upon completion of the first half, traffic will be routed onto the new structure while the old bridge is removed and the second half of the new bridge is constructed. Fairground Road will also be reconstructed on a new alignment, which will move its intersection with the U.S. 183 bypass directly across from Frontier Road. U.S. 183 will be widened to accommodate a left turn lane on the Fairground Road, and turning lanes will be added for traffic accessing westbound and eastbound I-70, as well as a stoplight that will be placed on the south end of the interchange. Both directions of I-70 carrying traffic under the bridge construction will be reduced to one lane with a decreased speed limit and a 16-foot width restriction. Information on more additional traffic impacts on I-70 and the U.S. 183 bypass will be provided as the project progresses. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be fully completed in October of 2025, conditions permitting. Bird flu has been identified in two commercial dairy operations in Kansas and another in Texas, and the Kansas Department of Agriculture said, as far as they know, this is the first time dairy cattle have tested positive for the virus. The Kansas Department of Agriculture said there's no concern to the commercial milk supply as the pasteurization process inactivates any bacteria or viruses, though there are still questions about how avian flu is spreading to cattle, and the Kansas Department of Agriculture said they're still in the early stages of finding out. They said right now 10% of cows and dairies that have reported the outbreak are showing symptoms of bird flu. The flu isn't very serious in cows. There's a very low death rate, and they're typically recovered within about 10 days. There haven't been any indications that the virus is spreading from cow to cow, as it's believed the virus is only being spread directly from wild birds to cattle. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith said the virus mainly seems to be affecting dairies in the southwest corner of Kansas. For now, the state is working on doing studies on every dairy housing cattle with symptoms consistent with the illness, and those include low milk production and a loss of appetite. In Nebraska news, an arrest warrant has been issued for 44-year-old Candelaria Pedro Raimondo of Lexington, who has been charged in Dawson County Court with labor trafficking of a minor, a 17-year-old girl. According to the arrest affidavit, on March 12th, Lexington police were called to speak with a possible trafficking victim, and in an interview with law enforcement, the juvenile said she came to the United States from Guatemala in May 2023 and was living with Pedro Raimondo. The girl said she was required by Pedro Raimondo to work at a restaurant and roughing corn to pay back the $3,000 she owed Raimondo for bringing her to the United States. She said Pedro Raimondo also required the girl to pay her $40 to be driven to and from school. The girl said that she was withheld all her immigration documents and that would not be given to her. She said she was threatened with deportation or being sent back to Guatemala. A warrant for Pedro Raimondo's arrest was issued on Thursday, March 29th, although she has yet to be arrested. Prosecutors in York County have dropped the most serious charges against a North Carolina man. Jonah Newell's two counts of attempted first-degree murder were dismissed last week, according to court documents. He pled not guilty on Monday to burglary, use of a weapon to commit a felony, and two counts of terroristic threats. And police said that 22-year-old Jewel broke into a house in York on March 4th after sending threatening text messages to one of the residents. And he was armed with a loaded gun, according to the court documents. It's not clear why the attempted murder charges were dropped. Jewel's next court appearance is on July 2nd, and his trial has been scheduled for July 23rd. Weather permitting, work is to begin today, April 1st, on N-18 on the bridge at Reference Post 35 over Medicine Creek just south of Curtis, and work on the bridge at Reference Post 1075 over Medicine Creek just east of Stockville, is anticipated to start in late June. Simmons Contractors Incorporated of North Platte is the contractor for the project, and the work includes bridge replacement, grading, asphalt overlay, earth shoulder construction, and seeding, and the traffic will be maintained with lane restrictions, temporary traffic signals for bridge work, and a pilot car and flaggers. The traffic will be reduced to one 10-foot wide lane to cross the bridge during construction, and a width restriction will be in place. The anticipated completion is June of 2025, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Supreme Court is accepting comments through an online survey until 5 p.m. on Friday, April 26th for child support guidelines. And a strike-through version of the guidelines with a table that lists proposed updates is on the child support guidelines webpage on the Kansas Judicial Branch website. The updates are proposed by the Kansas Child Support Guidelines Advisory Committee, and these include revising the equal parenting time formula and renaming it the direct expense formula, and other updates to include technical cleanup. The committee proposed updates in 2023 that were adopted by the Supreme Court to take effect on January 1, 2024, and the updates open for public comment make changes to guidelines that took effect January 1st. Every 4 years, the Kansas Child Support Guidelines Advisory Committee reviews Kansas Child Support Guidelines to ensure the roughly $35 million parents pay in support each month is equitable and appropriate for the day-to-day essential needs of the children they support. The online survey is available at surveymonkey.com. The Drive to Zero Coalition, along with the Kansas Department of Transportation, urges drivers to always put safety first and ditch distractions, as inattention is the main cause of motor vehicle crashes. And preliminary 2023 data for Kansas shows 102 people died and more than 450 people were injured in crashes due to distracted driving. Distracted Driving Awareness Month, which takes place in April, focuses on raising awareness and educating motorists to increase safety on the roadways. During April, Kansas motorists will hear and see more distracted driving safety messages, and increased law enforcement will remind drivers any distraction, including texting, is unsafe, unnecessary, and illegal. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, stated that distracted driving for any reason is dangerous and puts others at risk, because as soon as your eyes leave the road and your hands leave the steering wheel, focus on driving is gone, and this results in no time to safely react to traffic hazards. Herman said distractions include eating, sipping a beverage, turning attention to a child in the back seat, and texting. Research by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration shows drivers 18 to 34 years of age represent the most distracted drivers, namely due to cell phone use. And in addition, the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety reports mental distractions can last up to 27 seconds after using voice commands on cars, changing music, or using phones. Drivers are encouraged to develop safe driving habits. And for more information about the distracted driving, you can visit nhtsa.gov. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to begin work on a resurfacing project on a portion of U.S. 283 in Norton County starting today, Monday, April 1st. The project work will involve milling and overlaying on 11 miles starting near Armory Drive in Norton and ending at the Nebraska state line. And the crews will also resurface a portion within the city limits between Washington Street and North Street. The traffic will be directed through the work zones by flaggers and a pilot car, and motorists should plan for delays of up to 15 minutes or less. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the work to be completed in early May, conditions permitting. APAC Kansas Incorporated, Shears Division of Hutchinson, is the primary contractor for the $2.9 million project. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. Memorial services for Ed Dean, 92, will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday, April 5th, at the Jennings United Methodist Church, and interment will follow in the Jennings Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital or the Jennings United Methodist Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left for the family at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's going to be areas of fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 46 and a north wind around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of rain showers before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers, snow showers, and sleet between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., and then a slight chance of rain and snow showers after 2 a.m. Should be cloudy tonight with a low around 31 and blustery with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation tonight is 20%. For Tuesday, it should be mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 58 and windy. And on Tuesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 31 and blustery with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 63. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 67. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 75 and breezy. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 74 and breezy. And on Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 66 and breezy. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 41 degrees. The current visibility is 1 mile. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurring leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Puig. The Royals put on a home run derby Sunday as they tried and succeeded at not being swept by the Twins after they fell Thursday in the opener 4-1 and Saturday 5-1. But Sunday, they won 11-0. Casey mashed 11 home runs in the game as Salvador Perez hit one in the first. Mikel Garcia and Kyle Isbell both went yard in the second. Bobby Witt Jr. hit his homer in the third. And Nelson Velasquez went bombs away in the sixth inning. Perez and Witt both had 3 hits in the contest and combined for 5 RBIs. Brady Singer got the start on the mound and went 7 innings of 3-hit ball while striking out 10. Matt Sauer and Jordan Lyles each had a scoreless inning out of the pen. The Royals are 1-2 and begin a 3-game set in Baltimore with first pitch set for 5:35 p.m. tonight. Michael Wacha will pitch for Kansas City, and Dean Kramer will go for the Orioles. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Prairie Land Partners has a great lineup of compact utility tractors to help you tackle any job on your to-do list. Get in the seat and save up to an additional $1,500 off a 2023 John Deere compact utility tractor model with 0% interest, huge cash discounts, and a free implement of your choice. Now is a great time to buy. Offer ends April 30, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family.
Are you struggling with healthcare bills? Norton County Hospital is here to help with Epic River Loan Solutions. Applying takes less than 30 minutes and everyone is approved regardless of credit. Break your bill into manageable automatic monthly payments to build your credit. Plus, no penalties for upfront or prepayment. Don't let healthcare costs overwhelm you. Call Kelsey today, 785-874-2220.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
It is going to be an active start to the month of April with severe weather likely today across the eastern one-third of Kansas, especially east central and southeast Kansas. Later on today and tonight is a cold front, low pressure system, and a warm front is nearby. Thunderstorms, some severe with very large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes, with the highest tornado risk in southeastern Kansas around Pittsburgh, Sedan, Joplin, Baxter Springs, Fort Scott. That entire region is going to be under the gun today. Cooler air in the western half of the state, warmer further east, and drier weather throughout the rest of the work week. Breezy with upper 40s today in northwestern Kansas. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today in north central Kansas with a high 55. Scattered storms later today in northeastern Kansas with a high near 80. Today's high will be in the upper 50s in southwestern Kansas. Thunderstorms possible this afternoon in south-central Kansas with a high 75. Southeastern Kansas, severe weather likely later on this afternoon and this evening with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, of course, negative, construed as negative on the USDA Hogs and Pigs report that came out Thursday afternoon. The farrowing number for December and February up 2%, but the pigs per litter number was at a record high numbers overall. In other words, more pigs, so negative to the market. Cattle fundamentals still are strong, even with some of the late trade that took place in Nebraska on Friday. So we'll wait and see what the numbers will be like and what they're anticipating for this week. Overnight grain trends, wheat futures down 13 cents on the hard red winter, corn futures down 2 to 3, the soybean futures are up 5 cents overall. This is the Kansas Ag Network.